The office, okay. Okay. Next case, please.
Case number 10631 Hertrick Properties 5 LLC. This was a special use exception to replace billboards, a variance from the maximum allowable square footage, and also from the setbacks from a dwelling church school and another sign.
Is that on the revised?
No.
10631?
10631, old business.
I don't have that one.
I don't have that on my revised agenda.
Oh, it's on the revised.
It's further revised.
Further revised?
It's on mine.
After June 8th?
Yeah, it's on mine. Hertrick?
Yes.
It was revised on the 10th.
It was revised.
6:31? I'm going to take back my first motion this evening.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have that revision.
I didn't either.
Fine.
Sorry, Beth.
But it was revised.
I got it revised, but it's not that.
Blame it on snail mail.
Well, this was tabled.
Yes, and I went by there this weekend, and not one sign has been moved.
Well, by what I understand, Sunday it wasn't?
No, it was not removed as of last night at 8 o'clock. They're still there.
Has the owner of the property...
On both sides of the property.
Well, I have a letter.
Okay.
They do need a variance, just so I can let you know that. They need a 110-foot variance from the 300-foot requirement because of a mobile home. That is there.
That one that was not applied for?
It was applied for. He just did not have the measurement. Okay. But he needs a 110-foot variance from the 300 feet. But I have a letter from Frederick Hertrick IV, the president. Honorable board members, this is dated June 8th. This letter has been prepared in response to your request of June 7th, 2010, made at the public hearing referenced above. We understand that these proposed billboards can only be used to advertise off-premise business, an off-premise business, and may not advertise any on-site business. We also understand that this property must follow Sussex County sign laws and that all non-legal signage has been removed. Thank you for your assistance in this matter. Please contact me if you have any questions. Sincerely, Frederick W. Hertrick, the fourth president.
Yes, gentlemen, I would think that if they understand it, then I would question, are they challenging us to see if we approve the billboards, they'll take the signs down? Because the signs are still there.
They had to clean it up, that's what we said, before we did anything.
I don't quite get that one, do you?
No.
Obviously, they don't understand.
Tim?
So we need to go back to them and tell them to clean it up before we do anything?
They were told.
They were told?
Yeah. Oh, I would hope that the applicants.
By Mr. McAllister.
Yeah, I would hope the applicants represented.
Yeah, he was on the
That's why we have the letter. He brought it in. Dale did and explained, and he brought me the measurement of the 300 feet.
Right.
He explained to them.
Yeah.
And then they gave him this letter.
I guess he's saying in his letter we understand it.
But that's it.
You know.
They still wouldn't have done it as a paper.
Wow.
They haven't done anything.
So we don't have to act on the case?
No. Right? No. You did not, if you want. Or you know, table it, whatever.
Huh? Let it ride.
Or you just, you know, just table it. Just table it. Table it again. Table it for 30 days or till your July the 19th meeting. Let me go that way. Table to July the 19th meeting and let it ride and see what it do. To have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Have a second to that?
I'll second it and request that the office not contact them in regards to
that. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills.
No call.
That we table case number 10631 until our July the 19th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion will be carried. Okay, that takes care of that.